Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Saquon Barkley really is unbelievable.
What a season.
What a season. That play to me was very indicative of two things. How dominant the Eagles' offensive line is, because he didn't get touched. He was 10, 12, 15 yards down the field. And then how individually brilliant he is to spin out of those tackles like and run away from the defense. So a lot of guys would have had 12, 15 yards there.
Mm-hmm.
He turned it into a 60-yard house call. And he's been doing that all year long. Nick, what were you telling us off the air before the show? Like, his over-under on longest run, the prop keeps going up. It was like 18,
so
then 25.
Last week, it was 18 and a half for his longest rush. He ripped the 70-yard touchdown run against the Rams, and it went from 18 and a half to 25 and a half.
Every
his
week.
His first run, he hit the
60.
Over.
Every week, it's 60, 70 yards for this guy.
Well, I was going to do over yard. Like, I'll take, you know, whatever the yards are. It's probably like 100. No, it was 130.
It was
the over-under.
Now,
he didn't even hit it. He didn't have to. They took him out of the game. It ended up being a blowout. First two touches he had, touchdowns. So, yeah, his season and, you know, running the ball first. I mean, and then you also throw in Jalen Hurts. I mean, those two guys combined for 6 rushing touchdowns, which is insane. Because Hurts, it's not just the tush-push, which they have obviously perfected. But he can also run, and he can make guys miss. And so, yeah, they looked like a dominant force yesterday. And Washington finally had the kind of happy to be there thing, you know, like they got a big win. I thought they were going to be one. And actually, I thought they were going to lose to the Bucks. So then they beat the Bucks and you're like, all right, now they're going to play Detroit. They beat Detroit. Everyone's throwing them their flowers, but then they came crashing back down to earth yesterday.
I would like to have a running back to throw in people's face because I'm pro running back and I'd be okay with drafting a running back in the first round. Was Barkley a top 5 pick? I think he was
the second pick in the draft.
Okay. Thank you. Even higher. So I would like to throw a running back in people's faces that you can win that way, especially a guy who was available for the whole. He was drafted second by the Giants, and he's on to a second team. So if you want to say that's not perfect for the team that drafted him, fine.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have that example because the whole league could have had him, including the Patriots. Patriots chose to pay Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, good one.
The Eagles chose to pay Saquon Barkley,
huh.
And I would say that's advantage Howie Roseman is what I would say.
Yep, check mark for him.
I also was reading this in the last break, Keith, and Billy has looked up the list. Jalen Hurts. So Patrick Mahomes going to 3 straight Super Bowls, his 5th Super Bowl overall.
Yes.
We all realize, you know, the impact and the legacy and what's at stake for him. Jalen Hurts is going to his 2nd Super Bowl. He will be when he plays in it, the 22nd quarterback to play in multiple Super Bowls.
And as 59 total Super Bowls, right?
Yes,
Super Bowl 59 is coming up. And, you know, last Friday we were talking more about the coaches. But, I mean, it does play out for Jalen Hurts. The idea that, like, Nick Sirianni or Dan Quinn was going to be going to their 2nd Super Bowl, which is pretty remarkable. But, yeah, Jalen Hurts, he's now become, I'd say, one of the more underrated players in the league. Because he does it a little bit differently. His overall stats didn't wow you this year.
Well, and especially this year.
Everybody
looks at it and they're like, it's Saquon.
And Saquon is the MVP of the team.
Yeah, but.
But, like, Jalen Hurts.
Hurts is underrated. I agree with you.
Do you know what his record is? So he had 1 year where he was 8-7, but overall in the regular season he's 46-20.
Yeah, I like him.
In like the last 3 years, the guy is an absolute machine. Plus he's also whatever he is got a winning record in the playoffs too.
So let's see how many of these guys we can name. You want to go back and forth?
Yeah,
see
let's
if we
go
can
back
name with... name all the quarterbacks who've been to multiple Super Bowls as a starting quarterback.
Stump the Schwab style.
Okay.
All right. So Billy has the answer key.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do Hurts and Mahomes, just cancel those ones out.
Okay, so there's 20 more.
Thank you very much.
For the record, if you're watching on Twitch, you're going to see me typing. I'm going to type in our guesses as we go, but I'm not Googling it.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah.
All right, you want to go first?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go with Tom Brady. I don't know if you heard of
Tom
him.
Tom Brady, good one. All right, what about Joe Montana?
Okay, good one. How about Peyton Manning?
Okay. What about Eli Manning?
You know what? I actually need to write down Eli
Manning,
and Peyton separately. No, you're right.
P. Manning, E. Manning.
How about Ben Roethlisberger?
Okay. Big Ben. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Troy Aikman.
Ooh, good one. Now, again, these are not Super Bowl winners. These are just Super Bowl appearances.
Yep.
Elway.
Okay. Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Jim Kelly went to quite a few of those.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, he sure did.
Bart Starr?
Bart Starr?
Yeah, I'm going back. Yeah. It's two, right? He had two of them. Thank you. Thumbs up, Billy.
Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner, is that right? Kurt Warner? Yep. Kurt Warner did it.
Ding on that one. Ding. Ding.
Bradshaw?
Bradshaw. All right. Terry Bradshaw. All right. This is where...
I'm actually already struggling.
Are you starting to struggle?
Yeah.
Did you say... Oh, yeah, you did. Russell Wilson.
Good one. Thank you. Russell Wilson.
So what is that? That's 14, I think?
I believe we each have 7, yeah. This is a guess. Ken Stabler? That's silent.
No! We're seeing no. So this would be for the win if I can get this one right?
Yeah.
Come on. There's got to be a few of these guys that I should be able to... How long do I have?
You got time.
I got a little bit of time.
Yeah, time. Thanks.
90 seconds.
Show does end at two. All right, one more guy that started multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I am just having a hard time. I'm drawn.
I have a follow-up guess.
I am drawn a little bit of a blank, but I'm not going to allow myself to draw a blank.
Okay, yeah, don't.
I can't do that.
Don't do that.
Did Favre start two?
Good one.
Yes.
Yeah, he went. Didn't he go to back-to-back? He won, and then he lost to the... I'm sorry, he beat the Pats, and then lost to Elway.
That did take a while, but I got one.
Was Greasy on the list? Brian Greasy. I was choosing between Stabler and Greasy. I made the wrong choice. Yes.
Bob Greasy.
What did I say? Brian? I'm sorry. I meant to say...
No, not Brian. Yeah, Bob Greasy, definitely not Brian.
Who else is on the list, Billy? Who we miss?
Roger Staubach, 4.
Duh. That's a bad
Fran
one.
Fran Tarkenton, 4.
Oh, I was thinking Fran the man.
Jim Plunkett, 2. Plunkett. Len Dawson, 2. Joe Theismann, 2. Craig Morton, 2.
Okay, Plunkett. I said Stabler. Plunkett.
Plunkett, Theismann. But we did a good job. All the modern guys.
I should have got Plunkett, too, because of the Pats connection. So that's my bad.
That wasn't a bad exercise, though.
No, that was good. So Jalen Hurts is on that list.
You know who's not on that list? Aaron Rodgers. So Jalen Hurts has been to more. Now, Rodgers was 1-0.
Good point.
And Drew Brees was 1-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Hurts is already going to more Super Bowls than those guys.
So how about that? You can add that to the discussion as well. Jalen Hurts, underrated. Can Saquon, single-handedly, without a big performance from Hurts, and he was great, by the way, in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs a few years ago. Hurts was awesome in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was.
I think he ran for 3 touchdowns. He passed for 300 yards. Eagles were ahead in that game. He did have a big fumble. But he was great in that Super Bowl. So Jalen Hurts, how big of a role does he need to do it, or can Saquon do it on his own to beat the Chiefs? Of course, the real answer is the refs are just going to hand the Chiefs the Super Bowl, and it's all over anyway.
So bet on the Chiefs.
You can jump in on that. Plus, Super Bowl 59, do the Eagles have a real shot? We'll follow up on that with your phone calls next.